You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show.
Ooh, I feel like this is a song from summer, right?
Ooh. Oh, I love this
song. Have you seen the video?
No, I've heard about it.
It's a cute video.
Yeah. Gets me all jacked up for Real Housewives.
All right, guys, if you were tuning in and you happened to hear Eric and I singing here, we are here for our AfterBuzz recap of the Real Housewives of New Jersey, your favorite housewives from the Garden State. And let's see here. We want to remind you to make sure you check us out on iTunes. Make sure you rate us and comment, because we go back, we read every comment. We love to have little comment shout outs at the end of the show, and, you know, love to engage you guys. So keep it coming. You know, whether it's good, bad, you don't like something we've done, you have a suggestion, keep the comments coming, because we like it, right, Erica?
Yep, yeah.
All right, and let's introduce ourselves.
Alrighty.
I'm Deanna Vaughn, and you can find me on Twitter at GoToGirlTV, and I think I'm going to tweet something right now just to make sure you guys know that we're here. Erica?
Hey. I am Erica Garcia Rojas, and I'm your host here for Real Housewives of New Jersey. I'm so excited to be back. I was really, really sick last week, and
I
was watching the Housewives episode last week, practically on my deathbed, but I am back.
She is
and
back.
Excited to chat about the Housewives.
Yeah, so we had Jake here last week,
who filled in,
and everybody, I got some comments about Jake. They're like, yeah, we like the male perspective, so you might see more of Jake and on coming shows, so we will see about that. All right, so we got to talk about this juicy episode, When Joes Collide. Now, at the top of the episode, everybody's prepping for the retreat. You know, we see the camera, you know, switch to the different families, to the Gorgas and to the Judices. And one
Wakilis.
And the one common theme is that no one seems to be very excited about this retreat.
That and that the women pack way too much stuff.
Oh, my God.
And they all have Louis Vuitton suitcases.
Everybody has Louis Vuitton luggage. I wonder if that was sponsored, if it was free, if it was,
I'm sure they have it. I'm sure it's like, that's what they have.
No one's excited, and I can't say that I don't get that, because we've seen how many retreats and trips, you know, with this group, and it's like, at this point, they should know what to expect.
It's like beating a dead horse. The only one that kind of seems quasi sort of excited is Teresa, because it was kind of her idea.
Exactly.
And Rosie.
Yeah.
Rosie does seem to be, in some ways, I almost feel like she's trying to be the glue to hold everyone together and get everyone back.
Yeah, which is an interesting role for her to take. Mm-hmm. Well, here's what surprised me. So, look who wasn't attending this big retreat. So, both Caroline and Jacqueline chose not to attend. And I think at first when, you know, I realized that watching the episode, I was like, well, wait a minute. Caroline was the one that, you know, she's been very, like, pivotal with talking to Joe and talking to Teresa and trying to help them figure it out. So I'm like, wouldn't she want to be there? And the same with Jacqueline, because I feel like Jacqueline's been going a little cuckoo crazy. Mm-hmm. So were you surprised to hear that these two weren't going to
Well, I think they mentioned it last week that they weren't going to come.
Did they?
I think they said something about it, that they weren't going to be there and they weren't going to come. So I kind of came into this episode.
Well, I don't know if I remember them saying anything about definitively not coming. Mm. And even I checked out Caroline's blog, which she actually wrote her blog literally 2 hours before the show aired tonight. Mm-hmm. And she mentioned that Jacqueline and I declined the invitation to Lake George, hoping that our absence would allow everyone to focus on the family mending with no distractions. I get that.
I agree with the whole thing with Caroline and Jacqueline not going. I think it's not
necessary.
It's a family thing. It's a family thing, and there's such, I mean, it's a brother and sister, and there's such deep-rooted issues and other mm-hmm. things also with, you know, with the parents are now getting involved.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if I were Caroline, if I were Jacqueline, I would be doing the same thing. I'm like, you know, it's not my place. This is a family thing. And it wasn't like Teresa really herself extended the invitation and she was the one organizing it. So.
Well, she extended the invitation to Jacqueline because remember that whole conversation in the boutique.
Teresa didn't really extend it. It was more it was kind of like, sure, you can. And
exactly.
Teresa even said during this episode, like, I think, like, Kathy extended the invitation to them, or someone extended the invitation to them, and if they wanted to come, they could have.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was better, and mm-hmm. I'm interested to see in the next episode, like, how this whole retreat happens, because I think it's better that Jacqueline's not there. However, we see Teresa still brings Jacqueline into the fold.
I know. And we can actually kind of fast forward and talk about that right now. I know some of you like us to follow along the episode, but sometimes you have to mix it up a little bit. So let's get to the retreat. Mm-hmm. All right. Just right off the bat. So, yes, Teresa, she kind of extends a half-assed invite to Jacqueline. Like, you know, oh, whatever, she can come. I kind of feel like she was... I don't know, kind of, what's the word I want to use? Maybe bullying her? Yeah, I dare you to show up type mm-hmm. deal. And even though I agree, like, watching everything that went down, it's probably good that she wasn't there. Did you think it was weird, like, that the first, like, I don't know, 10 minutes of that main session, they were talking about Jacqueline?
And that's the thing, like, Teresa and one of her director cameras was like, you know, I wanted this whole weekend to start on the right, on a great positive note, so that's why we're doing these team building. But the second everyone walked in the door, she talks about Jacqueline. And everyone there, you know, Kathy and Melissa, they're all like, I don't know. Okay, she tweeted, I'm not going to talk about it. And, like, it's like Teresa... She gets upset with them about it too, and she's like, oh, you know, they're not even going to talk about it, blah blah blah, and there just seems to be just something with Teresa, like, putting all the blame on Jacqueline on this entire issue. And, like, what Melissa and Joe both say, they're like, you know, Teresa's taking no blame whatsoever, and she's putting that blame on Jacqueline.
Totally. And I also think Teresa was really upset that she didn't come, and that's clear because mm-hmm. we saw that. But I think one of the big reasons is because we know she doesn't take responsibility for anything, she didn't have anyone there to, like, pass the buck, mm-hmm. you know? And I think she was kind of counting on that. She wanted Jacqueline to be there so she could, you know, point the finger, you, it's your fault, you started all this. But she didn't have her scapegoat, you know, mm-hmm. to do that. So I think she was a little lost, you know?
Yeah.
And then she was just back to old Teresa, like, not taking responsibility.
It's crazy. I mean, I think, I really think that Teresa's somewhat delusional. I mean, seeing, if she were to go back and watch the footage from last season and really watch what happened, it does look like Jacqueline's trying to help, unless obviously there's situations and things going on behind the scenes that we don't know about. But it doesn't look like Jacqueline's out to legitimately get Teresa at all. It looks like she was trying to fix the situation, and maybe it didn't happen perfectly, but it wasn't anything that Jacqueline was deceitful about. And Melissa said something during this episode, which I totally agreed with, was that it's like, you know, when there's issues with people, you've got to give and take a little. You've got to give
right.
a little and say, okay, part of this was my fault. I did this. But Teresa is not willing to give herself any of the blame. Like, none of it. So how do you work with someone like that? It's practically like a brick wall.
Yeah.
It's like saying, Teresa's like, no, not my fault. Not my fault. Jacqueline did everything. And I want to work things out with my brother. And don't talk for my brother. And it's like... dealing with her, like, honestly, would be like dealing with, like, a, like, crazy person.
I just think it's so interesting at this point, like, just with this family, the issues, we're in season 5, that Teresa still can't She can't
see it.
She can't take any responsibility for any of these mm-hmm. relationships. Mm-hmm. Like, for her part in anything, with her relationship with her cousin, with her husband, with her brother, with her sister. She can't take responsibility for any of it. And it just, I want to shake her. Yeah. Like, I just want to say,
they all do. But that's the thing. They all want to shake her. Like, and you can see in this episode, you've seen it since the beginning of the season. Mm-hmm. Joe Gorga he's done. Like, he's done with this sister. He has no interest in reconciling with her. He has no interest. Like, his attitude mm-hmm. shifted. Like, last season, there was, like, a heart in him. There's a hope, part yeah. of him that, like, says, like, she's my sister and blah, blah, blah. And you just see a lot of him this season just, like, being fed up and being done. And it just, you don't see that from him, that interest in wanting to reconcile.
I feel like when I watch this show, I'm becoming a therapist, so to say, like, as we, like, just unfold this. Here's one thing, too. I think another one of Teresa's problems is the fact that she separates her brother and Melissa, they are two separate people, but just the comments that she makes about Melissa, you're putting stuff in my brother's head and, he's not speaking for himself. She separates that relationship mm-hmm. between the two, when at the end of the day, and you're married, you can speak to this too. Yeah. Like, they are a team. They're a team. A unit, you know? And if you offend his wife, you're offending him. Yeah. And it's like, she's not getting that.
She doesn't get that relationship, and she doesn't get like her role as a sister is changed. Like, mm-hmm. Granted, you and your brother were inseparable growing up. That's awesome. That's right. Amazing. But when he gets married, the number one woman in his life is no longer you, Teresa. Right. It's his wife. And he has loyalty to his wife, unfortunately, over his sister.
Yeah.
And so Teresa just doesn't get that. And, like, at the end when they see them in that circle and Melissa's saying something, and Teresa's like, oh, go speak for him. And she's like, it's like, you can't, it's like, of course you're going to speak. This is your husband. This is, we're a team.
Right.
And Teresa just doesn't get it. And I think that's fundamentally the big issue.
The
biggest thing is that Teresa feels she needs to be number one with her brother. And she's jealous of the fact that Joe has this woman that he's married to, that this is his commitment and this is his priority.
Yeah.
And Teresa still can't get over it.
She doesn't get it.
She wants to be number one.
And it's like this weird Freudian thing.
It is a weird thing.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I have a sister. I don't have a brother. So I can't
really.
I have
two sisters too.
I can't speak to her. But, like, I would love for us to, like, maybe get, like, a therapist or somebody on the line who can help break down this relationship. It's almost like, until she gets,
her role
as a sister, and she's married too. That's why I don't understand the breakdown with that. But just for whatever reason, like, I've always known that, but just seeing this retreat and seeing her behavior and the things that she had to say, I'm like, it's never going to register with
her. And, like, I think she's delusional because she says, I want to make this work. I love my brother. We're mm-hmm. family. We're blood. Blah, blah, blah. But then you see what she's saying. It's not necessarily, like, lining up with her behavior. And Melissa, like, how at the end she's, like, sitting there like, I have no what was she saying? Like, I have no
I forgive you. No resentment towards you. Let's just,
Yeah, and so, like, she's on her knees, like, begging you, bowing down to her. And then Teresa turns around, like, look at her. She's like, Melissa is, like, being awful to me. She's being horrible. And it's like, Melissa's not really doing anything. She's just reacting to, like, everything that's happened thus far.
And I think at the end of the day, I still think Teresa is...
Oh, I'm not worthy.
She's not worthy.
I'm not worthy.
I think Teresa is still a little confused, too, about what is being expected of her. Because at the end of the day, in my eyes, what I've broken down, this is what the expectation is. Melissa wants her to stop talking shit about her, mm-hmm. because basically Teresa always seems to find herself out with these groups of people who somewhere at some point in the evening, they're
drops
starting...
a bomb.
Yeah, they drop a bomb mm-hmm. about her... her sister-in-law mm-hmm. about Melissa. And all Melissa is asking is that, can you just walk away?
Yeah.
Like, we're family. So if you hear...
Either walk away or make it stop.
Yeah.
Like, if you're, right. at, that, if you're at the salon and you hear that bald guy talking about it, why did you just sit there? And I totally agree with Melissa.
Yeah,
like,
I do
if
too.
It if you really have the interest of your brother at heart and you're sitting there and you hear someone talking smack yep. about your brother's wife, regardless if you know or not that's true, if what you're saying... Is what you're saying that you want to protect this relationship, then you should have said something.
Right.
You should have either said something, stopped it, or walked away.
And that's what,
and warned
that's
them about
what
it
Teresa's
later on.
Missing.
Yes,
she's
that's
missing.
The disconnect.
She's got a disconnect mm-hmm. with linking her with Melissa with her brother. She's just thinking, I have to make things right with my brother, but not getting that that involves your sister-in-law.
That's true. Exactly.
And that involves hurting her. And I have to agree, you know, like that phrase, you lie down with dogs, you wake up with fleas. You know, Teresa keeps saying, you know, she has nothing to do with, you know, these things that are said about Melissa. But why is it that she's always finding herself, you know, at an event, at a bar, at a restaurant where people are talking shit about her.
And why continue to surround yourself by somebody who causes such issues with the family, like Kim D? Like, she said, oh, Kim D and I are such good friends and blah, blah, blah. But it's apparent that Kim D is bringing all this crap up to make herself relevant, to make herself to be on the show. Whatever Kim D's motives are, they're not good. And for Teresa to continue that relationship, knowing that that relationship itself causes disruption with her sister-in-law and her brother.
Yeah.
Is another kind of action on Teresa's part that isn't congruent with what she's saying of, I want to
exactly.
save our relationship.
She's sending a message to Melissa saying, basically, I don't care about you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about our relationship. And I can give a shit about mending things with my brother because I'm just going to keep hanging out with these, you know, toxic people who she knows don't have Melissa's best interest at heart.
Mm-hmm.
But I think at the end of the day, I think these are the only friends that Teresa might have. And I say
yeah.
friends very lightly.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I read Melissa's blog and she even made a comment. She said, you know, it was just really inappropriate for Teresa to be, you know, with Kim D and even Melissa's friend, you know, the one that was in her wedding.
That was so weird, yeah.
And basically, there were accusations being thrown around that, like, she was giving guys, you know,
yeah.
BJs and stuff like that. And she was just like, I cannot believe, because she basically went back and, you know, was talking about watching last week's episode. She's like, I cannot believe she sat there. While you're talking about that on national
television.
Granted,
she didn't participate in it. Granted, she kind of said, like, oh, no, I don't know anything about it. But honestly, like, if that
Get
was, like...
Get up and leave.
And Teresa needs to treat Melissa like Melissa is actually her sister.
Exactly.
Because if that was her sister, that she, like her blood sister she was talking about, I guarantee,
yeah.
or her daughter, I guarantee mm-hmm. Teresa would have stood up and said, stop it, that's not true, or stop it.
Exactly.
And left.
That's a good point.
So,
treat her like she's,
treat
you
her
know,
like
your
she
daughter,
is your
or
daughter.
Your, yeah,
your
true blood family.
In the reality, that's what it is. It's not, like you said, Gianna, it's not like,
mm-hmm.
oh, a separate entity. Oh, that's just Melissa and that's not my brother. She's tied to your brother. She's the father. I mean, I'm sorry. She's the mother of your nieces and nephews.
Yeah.
She is part of your family.
Yeah.
And regardless if you like the woman, if you are
at
so
at least respect that,
but respect that relationship and treat her like what you say it is, like
right.
what you say. You know, we're family.
It's funny because even though Melissa this season, you know, she's kind of been had some questionable behavior.
Yes,
what I
she
do
has.
Like about her, it's getting kind of hot in here.
Ooh. I think it's all this juicy,
I know,
real
right?
housewife.
No, but what I was going to say is one thing I like Melissa's approach because when she started the conversation at the retreat, she said, do you love Antonia? Do you love your
yes,
niece and nephew?
And
I like that tactic because just to your point,
mm-hmm.
you know, these are your brother's children.
Yeah.
And if you love them and if you love the relationship your kids have with our kids, then why are you doing
why
this
you
to their mother?
Here's the only problem, though, throughout this episode that I see is because a lot of it, and, you know, everyone's like, team this, team that. I like to just see it like, what are people doing? You know, what's going on?
Right.
Let's call it what it is. So, you know, a lot of ways I kind of side with Melissa because of, like, Teresa's behavior and just
yeah.
the disconnect between what she says she's going to do and what she actually does.
Right.
The problem is that Melissa, we see it a lot more, she's taking a lot of jabs and she's going a little bit below the belt. I mean, we saw her
in the
tweet, but not only that, we saw her in the bus
mm-hmm.
saying to Joe, like...
Oh, yes,
yeah.
the whispered conversation
yeah, the whispered,
in the
yeah,
bus.
Yeah, like, he doesn't give a crap about her. He's cheating on her left and right. And you know what, Melissa... I just hate to see her stooping to that level, because then she does look guilty too in other ways by saying things like that.
Well, at the end of the day, she's doing it too.
Yeah, she is. You know? She's doing it, and it's nasty.
And we can't have a double standard. No. Obviously, she's doing it too. But yeah, I'm glad you just brought that up. Mm-hmm. That whole whisper conversation. Basically, she said,
"Did you write that down?"
Yeah, I did. He said, he doesn't love her. He doesn't care what she says because he doesn't love her because he's cheating and all this kind of stuff. Now, we also know this to probably be true
I hate to say it. I believe based on like what we saw last season with him at the vineyard and that conversation on the phone, and who knows? I mean, we don't know for a fact, but like, I kind of believe it. But for Melissa to throw it out there again,
I know,
put it out there, knowing that that's going to probably air, knowing that it's going to be on
TV.
Like,
and Melissa, it's schemes, not schmemes. Okay, we noticed that little flub up. Yeah. This whole family has a thing with the command of the English language.
Say things.
But
and history.
Yeah, and history. But let's get back.
Well, and also the other thing that Melissa said. I think it was when they walked in. It's like, oh, Teresa's, she's a happy witch right now.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
like my evil stepsister.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, girl.
I mean,
Melissa,
come on. She's definitely, she's
don't
stirs
do the catty.
It.
Yeah, don't do the
she's
catty.
Being catty and she's
she
stirring it. She's mm-hmm. stirring. At the same time, there's a part of me that feels like she's gotten
she's
beaten up so much.
Yeah.
She's sick of it and she's just, you know, what else does she do? But, you know, you can't fight fire with fire.
The problem is that she's living her life. She's living her life and, like, kind of like, and we all have those moments where we're catty and you, like, say things. And you're like, ooh, I shouldn't have said that. Mm-hmm. Problem is, everyone's watching it.
Everybody's watching it.
And what they're going to air is that kind of behavior. They're not going to, you know, air the normal, whatever.
The
they're
going to
air the couple moments that you maybe drank too much and said something stupid. That's
exactly.
The problem.
Now, let's talk a little crazy, cray-cray talk
cray.
With Jacqueline. And I feel like we kind of touched on this last week. Jacqueline's getting a little crazy. And her behavior's getting a little strange, I think. So a couple things. First of all, Joe Giudice said that Jacqueline texted him basically saying, you know, if you still want a friendship with Chris, you know, you guys can still have a friendship outside of what's happening with me and Teresa. And do you think that's true? Do you think she really texted him that? I just think that's
I don't know.
So
I thought that was
strange.
So weird.
Why, like...
I don't have much faith in Joe Giudice in anything he says.
Uh-huh.
So...
Do you think he was just exaggerating?
I don't know, where would that come from? I don't know if he would just flat out lie. I don't know.
I just think that would be really strange for Jacqueline to go out of her
super
way
weird.
To text Joe and say, hey, you can still be friends with Chris. And mind you, Chris, her husband and Joe Giudice really don't have that.
I was like, they weren't even that close.
I mean, they've got their boys' nights and they do stuff like that or sausage parties. I don't know. I mean, not sausage party, but you know what
sausage
I mean.
Where
they eat Italian sausage. Poker nights. That could be misconstrued.
You could call it a sausage
Sorry.
Party.
Yeah, you could. But they've never really... You know, I wouldn't consider them to be close friends or, you know, they, you know, keep in touch or hang out or do anything like that.
So
I just, I find that very, I thought that was the weirdest comment that she would text him.
I thought it was weird too.
I don't know why he would lie about something like that, but I don't know. According to Joe Giudice, Jacqueline texted him.
That was weird.
And some more crazy things Jacqueline's doing. So she tweeted, we actually wanted to get this tweet verbatim. So Jacqueline tweeted about Teresa. She says, when you argue with a moron, you become a moron. You have to rise above and remember who and what is really important in life. Some things don't matter. Let it go. She's obviously talking about Teresa. I don't know. What do you think that's going on with Jacqueline?
You know what I think is going on with Jacqueline is I think she's dealing with her son.
Yeah.
That's a really tough thing. You find out your son is autistic.
Yeah.
That's huge, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that, and who knows what other crap she's still dealing with her daughter.
Right.
We don't know. She's out of the show now. I'm assuming there's still issues. Mm-hmm. She's not going to turn around.
Suddenly turn it, yeah.
She was awful.
Yeah.
And so she was. I think I'm going to go so far as saying she's like one of the worst people like on reality television. I think her behavior was just awful. So anyways, like, you know, she's dealing with that. Especially what she's dealing with her son is not easy.
Yeah.
And at the same time, she's now wrapped in this world of reality TV. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And she got herself into it. And this was before she had her son.
That's true.
So it's like she's in this world of reality TV, which I partly think at this point, I don't know financially if they have to do it. I don't know. So they might have to
keep going.
Yeah, I've heard. I've heard. You know, they get paid a good amount of money to be on that show.
Absolutely.
And plus any other perks or whatever.
Yeah.
So they probably, you know, need. They might need the money.
Yeah. And five seasons in, you're used to that check. I'm sure you
are. You're used to it. So in some ways, like Jacqueline is dealing with this huge, huge thing with her son, and yet she now is also filming the reality show. So I think. I would have to say, like, her personal circumstances is probably making her act a little bit like this. And she's probably so. I think so. I think she's probably looking at this whole thing with Teresa and looking at him and being just like, dude, I'm so done with this. I'm so dumb. And I don't care. I'm going to say what I really, really feel now. Like, I've been holding it in. And I think Jacqueline partly feels herself, like, totally wronged. I think she does really genuinely feel that she was trying to make things work with Teresa, trying to work on the relationship. And Teresa, her, the way she, you know, reacted to Jacqueline, I think Jacqueline's done. I think she's done and she's over it. And you know that breaking point?
Yeah.
I think it hit Jacqueline end of last season. And so running into this season, she's like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done. I don't give a shit about the B-I-T-C-H, I'm over it.
Yeah.
So when you see Jacqueline talking about it, it's like she's like, it's like this horse that's that she's having to beat, this dead horse she's having to beat because she's getting paid to do it on TV.
That's a good way to look at it.
So yeah. She's like, I got to talk about Teresa again. All right. What am I going to say? Well, this woman's a, you know, bitch. I'm done. I'm done. And I'll talk about it because I have to get paid to talk about it. But I'm so over it. So that's my perspective on it.
Maybe you're right, because I feel like lately her behavior has been a little like just, it's like she's got no filter. Mm-hmm. Like it just, anything comes out and it just comes out when you least expect it, whether it's tweeting or texting or whatever. And maybe you're right. Maybe she's just so fed up. She's just like, all right, what do I have to lose at this point?
Yeah.
I might as well put it all out there.
Mm-hmm.
And
like her relevance to the show really is only
diminished for sure.
Because the focus of the show, I mean, it's interesting since you've watched the beginning of this Housewives.
Yeah.
Teresa was just one of the characters. She wasn't the main
the
focus.
Character,
yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, but it has slowly morphed into the Teresa show.
Yeah.
And the Teresa family show and the Teresa drama show. And so Jacqueline's role is now really has to do with her relationship with Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
So, granted, yeah, there's only so much you can, you know, focus on with her son. That's a storyline, but the main storyline is Teresa.
I bet you, I don't know, a cocktail. I bet you we are going to see, like, Teresa and her brother either on, like, Dr. Phil or Dr. Drew.
Guaranteed.
Or, like, one of those intervention therapy shows. I would
love to see that.
I can see that coming.
Yeah.
I can see it coming, especially if they stay on this path, you know, like, at this retreat. They hadn't really spoken in a year and a half.
Yeah.
That is insane.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got an aging parents, her dad has been in the hospital, and you guys aren't speaking? It's just, I bet. I cannot wait for that day, and they pop up in some show.
And what's interesting is that, like, just kind of one other thing that I was thinking about with the whole retreat and something that Teresa said is that, you know, when her and Melissa were going at it, Melissa was on the floor begging for, you know, forgive, whatever. You know, Teresa brings up the fact that, oh, and they're moving away. It's like, yeah, Teresa, they're probably moving away because something that happened.
Yeah.
Something that maybe you said or did. Something that happened. But Teresa loves to focus on, like, the reaction as opposed to focusing on, like, what caused it. But, like, Teresa's so focused on, like, look how awful Melissa is.
Mm-hmm.
She's moving her kids so they can't be around my kids. And it's like, well, why? What led to that point?
Did you catch it where Teresa was going off on her rant? This is at the retreat, and she was talking about her brother, and she said, you know, you've been hanging out with strangers or whatever. She was basically, the way I interpreted what she said, that she was referring to Melissa as a stranger.
Wait, when was this?
This was when they were at the retreat, and she was just going off, talking to her brother, you know, basically in her rant, saying, you know, you talk to other people, you talk to, you know, a stranger, and I took that, I could be wrong, but I interpreted that as her referring to Melissa as a stranger.
Huh.
Because
she could have been.
I don't know who else she'd be referring to, you know?
Who knows?
Because at least for what we see on the program, we see Joe Gorga talking to Rosie or Caroline.
We
don't see him talking to strangers. So I was trying to figure out who is she referring to as a stranger.
I thought
that was interesting.
Yeah, that is. If she was referring to Melissa, then that's, it just shows her mentality. It just shows, like, her, that like what we talked about, the fact that she sees Melissa as this outsider still.
Now, how bad did you feel for Opie and Ms. Sunshine, a.k.a. the team builders?
Oh, my God. It was so... I thought it's funny because I thought the same thing as they walked in. I'm like, dude, these guys are no match. Like, they needed, like, someone like The Rock or someone, you know? Like, they needed...
Yeah, with the big
like,
voice
a big dude,
and a big presence.
Like, almost like a military guy. And, like, as... I was thinking, come on, team builder, as they were, like, arguing and stuff. Come on, team builder, get in there and team build. Like, or at least, like, manage the situation. He's like, all right, guys, all right, guys. I was like, I wanted to step in there and be like, shut the F up. Let her talk. Or someone like a Dr. Phil.
I know.
Who's, like, who's got a presence and who's got that voice. And it's like, no, da, da, da. They needed someone, not like Miss Sunshine. What did they call them?
Opie and Mrs. Sunshine.
Yeah, like.
Well, I think what's funny is that the minute those two walked in the door, they were doomed because everybody, they judged them right off the bat based off of their looks. You know, they look young or whatever. And so they already had that expectation that they weren't going to deliver. And that's what kind of happened. I mean, they did that first exercise.
But the thing is, they could have turned around and really impressed people. You know, sometimes walks in and you're like, oh, and you're like, wow, I really underestimated them, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Unfortunately, they kind of lived up to the stereotype. Stereotype because they sat there while that whole fight went down. And of course they do it at the very last minutes of the show.
Where they get into the fight.
Where it looks like Melissa got slammed up against the window. But I was underwhelmed with the team builders.
I was very underwhelmed.
I was expecting
hoping for more. I was really hoping for a strong, strong presence. Somebody to really try and, like, work things out.
Yeah.
So I'm getting too excited. I'm hitting the microphone.
And then one guy, he looked like he was in Happy Days. Didn't he look like
he did.
Ron Howard?
Yeah, he did. I thought so, too.
All right. So on to a lighter, more funny topic from this episode. So Richie is on a roll.
Yeah, he was pretty
Richie
funny.
Richie in his one-liners, so funny. Like, his first one, what did he say? I don't think Teresa even knows how to spell retreat.
Well, if you remember last week, Teresa had to explain to Joe what a retreat was. He's like, what is that? She's like, well, a retreat is something when you go away. I'm like, oh my God, these people are so uneducated. I don't know if it's like what it is. They're just not cultured, not educated. Because some of the simple things that they just don't know. Napoleon, what's a retreat? It's like, come on, dude.
So insane. But yeah, they could probably tell you all the many different types of pasta, tomatoes, and sausages.
Well, but according to Joe, Teresa doesn't even really cook. So who knows? Maybe she had to go to mom for all that information.
I don't know. But what was his other one-liner?
Okay, he had a few really, really funny one-liners.
And responding to Jacqueline's tweet about when you argue with a moron, he said, you know, Teresa, why do you assume that's about you? You're not the only moron.
And then the other thing he said that was funny is when they were, like, driving up, they were like, look at us, we're all, like, in jeans and all that, and the numbnuts are going to have an evening gown on when we walk
He's right.
In. Well, they were dressed more.
Remember when they went to Napa last season and, like, they're, like, literally camping outdoors and they had on the furs and the boots and the Louboutins? Like, really?
Come on, guys.
Packing, like, four bags for, like, 2 days? So, I don't know.
I could be a little guilty of overpacking, but at least the reason I overpack is because you pack for the situation. I'm not going to wear like a freaking ball gown out to camping or out to team building activities.
Oh, you know what? One thing that we glossed, well, we didn't even bring it up, but I want to talk about it. Joe Giudice's horrible comment that he made about autism, about, you know, a lot of people have it. It's not a big deal. Like,
so
really?
Bad.
And to see Teresa's, the look on her face, you know, she was just like, you're not saying this. Please stop. You're saying this on national television. He made himself look like, I mean, we already know that he's an ass. But that comment,
Well, that's not surprising to me. Because based on what we've seen of him and the things that he's said, he just, I hate to say it, he's just like this giant buffoon. He's just an idiot. Like, it's just the things that come out of his mouth, and Teresa even had to mention it in her direct-to-camera, like, oh, he's the nicest person I know, and when he says these things, I know he doesn't really mean it. So what is it, Teresa? Is your husband an idiot, or is he just an asshole?
She was cleaning up house for that.
Like,
She knows she's going to get a lot of... I can't wait to read the comments from the blogs after tonight's episode, because I'm sure that's going to be addressed.
I mean, he's put his foot in his mouth, and here's the thing, is like, I don't even think he sees us putting his foot in his mouth. Like, before, remember seasons ago when he had all those gay comments?
Yeah.
And he got, you know, Teresa got a lot of lot of comments about that.
Yeah.
And now with this, it's just so bad.
Well, because first of all, you're talking about a child, a defenseless child.
A child.
Like, come on. You know, that should have no space in that little pea brain of his. You know, just and keep your comments to yourself.
He's saying, oh, he's using, you know, Jacqueline's using this kid as an excuse. He's like, a lot of people have it. Like, scientists have it. It's like,
ugh.
It was so. I mean, and on Deanna, as we were watching it, you guys, as we were like watching it, both of Deanna and I were like,
oh my God,
I can't believe he said that.
Just, yeah. I certainly wasn't expecting that comment, you know, but, you know, look who the source
only
is.
Only he could say it.
Only he could say it.
He makes for good TV. I hate to say that.
He does.
I mean, because,
he's
like,
an idiot.
It's so bad.
It's kind of interesting when, I think it was Adriana at the very beginning when they were packing. She's like, oh, be the monster. And I thought that was kind of funny. I'm like, yep, he's the monster. Right? You know?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Did we cover everything?
You know, I mean, just the other thing, too, is like just Kathy and Rosie's role out there. You know, Rosie trying to be that, you know, glue that holds everyone together and really trying to work things out and dragging Joe out of, you know, the retreat and all that. And Kathy, at the beginning of the episode, she said, he's like, well, you know, Richie's like, I don't even want to be there. Like, I don't even, you know, want to go. And Kathy's like, I think that will be the calming force. And that's so Kathy to say, we're going to be the calming force. They're going to be the ones that, like, try and, like, you know, mediate or whatever. But I don't know.
We just got a tweet from the Real Housewives Gossip. They said, love the show. Please keep talking about how crazy everybody is.
Oh,
so
they're crazy.
Of course. Cray Cray is always here. Thanks for tweeting.
Yeah.
But did we miss anything else?
Yeah, the other thing that we missed that I want to bring up is that at the end of the episode, right?
Uh-huh.
I want to go into this. So at the end of the episode, you got Joe Gorga and Teresa, like, going at it. And Teresa trying to, you know, talk to her brother or whatever. And Joe saying, Teresa saying, we're family.
Yeah.
We're family.
Okay.
You know, we got to stick together. We got to stick with the people. We have to stick with each other. And Melissa's what? Stick with the people who hurt us the most? And Joe's like, I'm not sticking with scum like you. And Teresa's face, as Joe said that, Teresa's face is like, because Teresa in her head is like, I can do whatever I want. We can do whatever we want. We fight, but we'll do kissy, kissy, huggy, huggy, because we're family. We're blood. We stick together. And Joe took that and whooshed right out of there.
Listen to that sound effect, Rojas.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to ask
I'm
you.
I'm not sticking with scum.
Do you think he went too far by saying that about his sister? Or
no.
Do you think it was just
what I think
said?
Went too far is what happened later. The
right.
Physical thing is always too far, especially between family and even with not family. But I don't think so, because Teresa needs to understand what her actions do and what she does have a huge effect. And just because you're family and just because you're blood doesn't mean it's going to be forgiven. Oh, you know, I know you were sitting with Kim D. I know you didn't say anything. I know you let her say that. It's like, no.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day, there's only so much a person can take. And that's why I said at the beginning of, you know, I was talking about this, like, I think Joe is done.
Yeah.
He's over.
He's done.
He's done. And he's like, I'm not sticking with scum like you. And then you see, Teresa run outside, get her husband, but here's the thing. Joe, the buffoon, runs inside, though, but it looked like he was just running inside for an apology.
Right? But what happens, and we're going to see more of this next week,
Joe Gorga,
he ran up on
Joe
him.
Gorga ran up.
He initiated the physical confrontation.
Which I saw them like, ugh. Like,
I know.
Because you're like, dude, then everyone's in the same pot. They're all bad.
I know.
So,
well, speaking of bad, we are running out of time. Ooh,
so
we're
so
gonna.
Much to talk
I know
about.
So much to talk about. We're gonna finish this next week, and before we do a couple comment shout outs, we want to remind everybody about Serial Buddies, about how you can actually download it on iTunes. How much is it, Marissa? Is it $6.99?
$5.99. $5.99.
$5.99.
Serial Buddies. $5.99.
You're out of your mind. I like that. But you guys really need to check out Serial Buddies. It's hilariously funny. Great cast. Who do we have in there? Maria Menounos, of course. Mm-hmm.
Kathy Griffin.
Oh, God. I can't think off the top of my head. Oh, do we have a little help with the cast of Serial Buddies?
Kathy Lee Gifford.
Yes.
Beth Bears from Two Broke Girls.
Oh, she's so funny.
Henry Winkler narrates.
Oh, nice.
Christopher Lloyd. Christopher McDonald.
Yes.
And then some of our own AfterBuzzers have Ooh. Been a part of it.
Yes. So we would love for you to support Serial Buddies by downloading it on iTunes. It's $5.99. And not only are you going to pay for a great, funny movie, but you're also paying to help support AfterBuzz, the studio, so we can bring you great shows.
For free.
We've got these amazing new studios there. I wish you guys could be here to see it in person because they're absolutely amazing. So don't forget about that. And then really quickly, quick comment shout out. Couple people, they think that the Housewives should be recast. Jay Nivens 78 and Champs 3216. Jay Nivens thinks that Kim G, Danielle, and Jen Dalton should all be a cast together. That would make for a very interesting show.
I would love for them to bring back Danielle too.
Yeah, that would be a whole different type of show.
It would be a different show, yeah.
It wouldn't even be called Housewives, it'd be called something else. Yeah. He goes, I'm so done with the Gordices. I thought that was pretty funny.
Gordices, I love that.
Isn't that funny?
We got some smart fans out there.
And we also had somebody comment about Jake being here last week. She really loved, do I have your username? Let me do this really quickly. Detta loved Jake last week. She loved the male perspective. And like I said, hopefully we'll have him back on here if he's available to join us on Sundays. But that's it, you guys. I don't even think we need to do predictions because we know it's going to be crazy. It's going to be nuts.
Cray.
It's going to be like this fight's going to continue. And we can't wait to talk about it. I know.
Can't wait.
Thanks so much for tuning in, you guys. Where can we find you?
You can find me, Erica Garcia Rojas, on Twitter at Erica Garcia Rojas.
I love that. That was so hosty. And you can find me, Deanna Vaughn, on Twitter at GoToGirlTV. That's G-O, the number 2, Girl TV. And until next week, you guys, be good to each other.
Yes.
Bye.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.